the glass and left corner to Aguilla. Aguilla to left circle. Passing to Yell. A shot. Save made by all. Aguilla. Rebound. Another shot. They score! The Flames win it! Yeah, baby!
They score!
And the sea of red erupts.
Flames talk starts now on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Here's Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson.
Connor Zary is with us. How we doing? How we feeling?
Doing good. A little tired now after a day of golf, a little windburn, but feeling good.
How'd you shoot? Good day out there?
We were good as a team. I don't know if I was great, but scramble always helps.
Yeah, okay. So good to be back with the guys. Good to have everybody back and around and be back with everybody for another year.
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, I came here last week and guys kind of start to filter in, and then once everyone's kind of around, it gets really exciting to see everyone again, and you start to feel that excitement building and you know, just that stuff you miss in the off season, that camaraderie and being around the guys and just messing around and talking and catching up with them. So I feel like that's always exciting, those first few weeks and when you're back around those guys, and it's just it's a smile on your face to see those guys when you come to the rink.
Look, it's always exciting when you're back for another year, but you know, if you go from your perspective, last year you came in wanting to make the team, and you also came into a team that was kind of like the whole situation was unsettled. There seemed to be a lot of uncertainty that was hanging over the team that doesn't exist to the same extent this year. What's the buzz like? What's the feel like around this group as everybody comes back together?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I think to come in, I think everyone's ready to kind of fight for a spot and push for their best foot forward and really create kind of that underdog mentality of not being pushed around, and we got a lot of good players here, and we're gonna push and we're gonna look to have a really good season. I think everyone here is a professional athlete at the top of their game for a reason. They're competitive and everyone hates losing, and that's what makes them such a good player and competitor. Yeah. So I think you come in, you can't really have too much of an attitude or too much of a look. Whether it's a look like, oh, we're going to be unbelievable, oh, we're going to be bad, oh, we're going to be average. Like, you just come in and you compete every single day, and I think that's the type of attitude that Husk wants us to have, and it's the NHL, right? Everyone's a good player, and any team can beat any team on any given night. So I think that's kind of the mentality you got to have coming in, and I think we're really excited as a group.
One of the messages from Craig Conroy, he delivered it today, and I think it's going to be one of those messages that's pretty constant throughout the year, is, hey, like the veterans on this team, I know everybody wants to know about, you know, potentially trading player A or player B, but the veterans on this team are important. You'd have a really unique perspective on this, spending almost all of last season playing with Nazem Kadri. How big are this remaining group of veterans in terms of setting a culture and setting the standard for this group?
Yeah, it's huge to have guys like that. You go from Bax, Naz, Hubie, Weeks, Coles. Yeah, I could name all those guys, right? But you need those guys in the locker room, on the ice, leading by example. How do you practice? How do you act? How do you treat your body? What do you do on the road? It's those little things that maybe you don't always think of, and everyone always thinks, well, okay, yeah, you got to follow those guys. Those are the guys who show up every night. Those are the guys who are doing the right things on the ice. But it's those little things and those little details around the rink, and every good team, every successful team, you got to have great veteran players and great guys to lead the way. And I think we have that, and those guys will lead the way for us. And in my case, like coming in last year, meeting all those guys teach me the way, and then just being able to play with Cads for most of the year and learning what it takes to kind of bring it every night and want to be that guy. So I think those little things are so important. Obviously Connie understands that. He's been around, he's been that guy and been in those positions as a young guy, as an old guy. So I think those guys will know what it takes to win. We got Stanley Cup champions, and those guys understand what it takes to win this league and how hard it is, and you're always going to need that no matter what team you are.
I feel like every time you spoke to us last season, somebody would ask you about playing with Kadri, and every time you were so glowing about it. But now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, and now as you come into year two in the National Hockey League, like, how do you look back at playing with a cup winner, a two-way force, you know, a guy that set the standard 100 every night like he did. How do you reflect on spending so much time with a guy like Nazem?
Yeah, for sure. I think sometimes it's hard to reflect on. I think maybe if you ask me that question in 10 years, I mean, like, you look back, you're like, wow, that was unbelievable, like how special it is. But sometimes you get caught in the moment and you don't get a chance to fully understand that. But obviously over summer, it's, you think back at your year and things you can get better on, things you can improve on, and a lot of those things you can look at. Naz, what does Naz do? What kind of skill game does Naz do? What does Naz do with the puck? How does he approach things? And I think, you, like I said, with all the other veteran guys too, what does Bax do? How does Bax play the game? I think you try and look around at those guys and take something, little details from each of their games, and see what you can put into your game, and how maybe they go at something is different, how maybe you saw it before, but what they do, it might be better, might be easier, might take a little less, not so much effort, but you're just doing it in a more direct way, and little things like that. So I think just, whether it's Naz or anyone else, just learning from those guys and taking that into the summer and trying to round out my game to be even better pro.
We're chatting with Connor Zary of the Flames here in the Hot Stove Lounge. Wes?
Saskatoon's a pretty good hockey town. When you've been on Hockey Night in Canada a few times, is it harder to fly under the radar in the summer?
You get pretty busy in the summer. I think you see a lot of people, obviously, especially around the neighborhood and whatnot. You run into people and at the rink and whatnot, and they're just so proud of you. It's more of just like, you feel like you know everyone right there. It's a small town, and you see people, they're just, it's not even they want to meet you, they just want to tell you how proud they are of you, and for me, that's so special to be able to do that, whether it's a little kid or a neighbor or a family friend or just someone random that you see at the mall or anything like that, just to say how proud they were of you and they watched you growing up or something like that. I think that always makes it special, and it almost makes you want to work harder and push to be even better and keep making them proud of you. So I think that's always cool to spend time back home.
How much time did you allow yourself to kind of reflect? Like, you got, you know, solo lap, first goal, in your case, those two quite close together, you know, first everything. And so the season ends, obviously it didn't go as long as you want, but how much time do you allow yourself to kind of reflect before you start to look ahead?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's almost like little moments just over the summer. I think when you kind of just get back, it's, you're kind of in just rest mode, like you're trying to reset it. You think about it a bit, but you almost get to a point where you get home, you're hockeyed out, and you just take a step back and just enjoy some other things in life and get away, and then you start to get back into it, and then it's like little reminders, almost like you run into a buddy you haven't seen in a couple years or something, you ask you a question, and then you start talking about it, and then you're like in your head like, oh yeah, that was pretty cool actually. Like, whether it was like a first road trip or first goal or whatever, sure, playing against a certain guy, or like, oh yeah, I did that was pretty cool, and then you say that and then you're like, okay, whatever, and then you kind of forget about it. But I think for me it was just mostly like thinking about those things, okay, how did I do, what did I see during those games, and little things, more reflecting on a scale of what can I do to improve my game more so than, oh wow, that was awesome, I'm gonna keep looking back on that. So
I remember a lengthy chat, a bunch of us media, it was actually post-game, I can't remember which game, but a bunch of us chatting with Rasmus Anderson about, you know, young guys in the NHL and breaking in, and one of the points he brought up is that second season can be the toughest because all the newness and all the excitement and the adrenaline, you know, you can't maybe lean on that as much. So I'm curious, with that in mind, how do you approach this sophomore season?
Yeah, for sure. I think I talked a bit about that with Husk and Connie. It's second season can always be tough. I think you put a lot of expectations on yourself, right? You want to be a better player and you want to come in and out of the gates flying. And obviously I have those expectations for myself. And it's always tough to kind of talk about that. Like, someone's going to say something, I'm always going to have a higher expectation with myself to be better than they even might think I can be. So I think that's always tough, but it's always trying to gauge that and trying to make sure you're doing the right things, the little things first, and just worrying about, hey, like, do I need to produce more? Do I need to do this? It's worrying about, hey, like, I got to come into this camp, I got to earn that spot again, I got to do that over. Try and emulate as much as you can to that first year. Obviously, it's not quite the same, and there's also pros of that where, hey, I'm comfortable. Like, I've been with all these guys for pretty much a whole season. I know everyone. I know what Huss expects out of guys, and obviously, he knows what to expect out of me, so that he can push me to be a better player. So I think just for me, it's trying to emulate that first season, just trying to earn things day in, day out, and game in, game out.
Connor, I think it was the final six games last year that you spent down the middle, and you know you went head to head at times with Connor McDavid and some other big names down the middle. How do you look back on that, albeit small stretch, but playing center somewhat regularly to wrap up the year?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's something I've always played throughout junior and in pro in the American League, and to get a taste of that in the NHL for however many games it was great. I think no matter what at this level, you got to understand that you need to have tools in your toolbox, whether it means I am going to play center or whether I'm going to stay on left wing. I think to be versatile and have that understanding that you know you can play that, and obviously the system is still the same, but what you do inside that system changes a bit. But I think to have that understanding and have that in the toolbox is huge for me moving forward, whether it's used right away or not. It's something that I pride myself on and something that I felt comfortable doing.
What are the biggest adjustments to going from one to the other? You talk to different guys, and sometimes it's being the last man out of the zone. Sometimes it's the decision making that you got to make as the puck carrier entering the zone. For you, what were the biggest adjustments, or may continue to be the biggest adjustments playing down the middle?
Yeah, for sure. Those little things are like the details of the game. Just not so much like the individual details, but the systematic details change a little bit, and what you do inside of that. And like you said, the D zone, you're more involved in what could be a corner battle or whatnot. When you're in a wing, you're not going to come that low. So it's just little things like that and really helping out and be that third option or second option, whatever you're in there, and really getting those details on. But I think one of the biggest things that sometimes gets overlooked is just straight up face-offs. You know, you got guys who are 12-year veterans, they got the little nuances.
Yeah.
Or maybe they look over the lines and a little wink here and a smile there, and they get their foot in quicker than you getting yours. And you're like, well, how'd that happen? Like, I got kicked out last draw for that. So I think it's just little things like that working on, because if you're winning draws and you're starting with the puck, you're not worrying about those details being in the defensive zone, right? So I think that's honestly one of the biggest things. If you have the puck 60% of the time starting with it, it makes your life a whole lot easier.
You study that stuff? Do you watch a lot of tape of guys?
Yeah, I think you try to as much as you can. I think you learn little things from other guys, how they use their feet, how they turn their body, how much you can cheat the game.
Yeah.
In the face-off dot. So I think that's probably one of the biggest things towards these guys of that win a lot of face-offs. Obviously, they're really good players. They're either really strong or really technically sound or really smart with it and got the little tips and tricks. But a lot of them is how much you can cheat and get away with it, and you be smart about it without getting kicked.
Yeah.
Out. So I think it's just little things like that that you really got to work on and be smart about.
We could talk hockey with you for hours, but did you get into the Olympics this summer?
Yeah, I was watching it quite a bit. I was kind of here and there. I was at the lake a bit with my cousin out on Vancouver Island, and we were watching it. And just it's something that cool because it's on at different times, right? You come in the morning, maybe.
Yeah.
Down at the gym, you can watch the rest of the Olympics for the day. But I always find it interesting, the other athletic events. I think it's so cool to see that kind of side of things, whether it's the sprinting or swimming and
sure.
And all those little things is always cool.
It was the 4x100 for me. What was it that got you screaming?
Yeah, that
at the TV?
That was definitely there, because at first, like, when I was watching it live, obviously you watch all the replays and everything, but I watched it live and I missed the lane announcements.
Okay.
So I didn't see for like the first like 40
yeah.
First probably like 200 meters, I was like, well, where's Canada? Because I was looking, where's Canada? And then all of a sudden you can see DeGrasse coming on that final turn. I was like, just jumped up. I was like, oh, that's Canada right there. And I was like, they're in first. And I was just like, because I think it's like you start watching, you figure it out right away. Okay, there's the Americans, but then they missed that baton. And then you're just focused on that. And then I was like, in that final, and I was like, well, where's Canada? And then they're out first. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed watching like the swimming, obviously, with every time Summer McIntosh came, it just win again. And it's
yeah.
Just unbelievable seeing things like that. So those little things are always cool, especially when it's Canada. It always makes it a little more interesting for us.
Yeah, it's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always cool.
Thanks for doing this. Hey, good
appreciate
luck this
it.
Season.
Yeah.
Good luck at camp.
Thank you, guys.